And we have the business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Áine. A €2.4 billion investment has been announced for the further development of the Kildare Innovation Campus site. Formerly the home of Hewlett-Packard, the 184-acre site is located between Selbridge and Leixlip. To tell us more, we're joined by the CEO of Kildare Innovation Campus, Alan Shine. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
€2.4 billion, that's a massive investment. Where's the money coming from?
Yeah, no, it's a huge investment, and it's an exciting day here in Kildare Innovation Campus as we announce phase one of the development. The funding is coming from an ICAV, which is an Irish Collective Asset Management Vehicle. That's the ICAV. It's a group of private European equity investors, and they bought the campus back in March 2021, and I took over as CEO of the Irish operations earlier this year.
A number of tech companies have committed to the site. Who are they?
Yeah, we have three new tech companies coming on site later this year, and we'll be creating, those companies will be creating in excess of 1,000 jobs by the end of 2025, which is really exciting news. And they'll come in and they'll join other companies on site that include the likes of Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, DXC Technology, Nikon Precision Europe, and Cully Automation.
But you're not able to tell us just yet who these companies are.
We aren't. They're global blue chip technology companies, and those announcements will be coming within the next 3 to 6 months. Individually, those announcements will be made.
And you're hoping that when fully realised, that 3,000 jobs will be at the Kildare Innovation Campus by 2030. Is that really deliverable?
100%. We're very fortunate so far in that with the key stakeholders in the region, especially Kildare County Council, and they're massive supporters of the campus here, and that we will realise that quite quickly. Originally it would have been 2032, but we're very optimistic and that we'll have them all those jobs in place by 2030, 2031 at the latest. The master plan has been realised, and we're looking forward to welcoming more jobs onto site. We're at pre-let with the vast majority of the campus already, with only one site that hasn't been let so far. That's a 35,000 square metre facility.
Okay. Now, you say the site will be Europe's most advanced carbon neutral campus. What does that mean in practical terms?
Yeah, so we're looking to, you know, energy is a key concern for all large businesses, and we're extremely fortunate to have existing power on site here to support all the announcements that there will be coming across this year. The challenge we face in business across Kildare and the region, and indeed the country, is that there's huge uncertainty with the future supply of energy that businesses will need. I think the call that was made over the weekend for a dedicated Minister for Energy must now really be considered by this government and the next government, because that minister could guarantee the supply and security of energy for the next decade. Because at the end of the day, power equals jobs, and power is a key component for jobs. And we're a significant user of energy in the region, and we're in negotiations now with purchasing 100% renewable energy with Irish companies. That's primarily with wind and solar. And our target is to be fully carbon neutral in terms of our electricity needs by the end of this year. Gas is a bit trickier, but we're in negotiations with a few biogas facilities to buy 100% biogas by the end of 2026.
Now, am I right in saying that there'll be four data centres on the site? And how will you power those data centres? Will renewable energy be used to power them?
Oh, renewable energy will definitely be used. We're lucky to have existing power on site to power the first data centre that begins development next year. The further three data halls are later on within the master plan.
Okay, so that's what will make it a carbon neutral campus?
100%. Yeah, we're very fortunate that the investors here are very carbon friendly. They're very focused on ensuring that this will become Europe's first carbon neutral campus.
Okay, Alan Shine, CEO of Kildare Innovation Campus, thank you very much for coming on the programme.